The Gartha Commissioner, Drew Harris, has said there'll be a review of road safety following the death of Gartha Kevin Flatley. Gartha Flatley, who was 49, was married with two children. He was knocked over as he tried to flag down a high-powered motorbike at a checkpoint near Blake's Cross in North Dublin. The motorcyclist remains in a critical condition in Beaumont Hospital. Books of condolence have now opened at several venues. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us from O'Dwyer's GAA Club in Balbriggan. Paul, what's now known about what happened yesterday afternoon?
Well, Kevin Flatley, as we know, was a guard attached to the Dublin Roads Policing Bureau in Dublin Castle. Now, there are forensic collision investigators attached there, and they would normally be the officers who would examine fatal and serious collision scenes like this one yesterday in the Dublin area and the greater Dublin area. However, to preserve the integrity and the independence of the investigation, the Gardaí called in outside forensic collision investigators from divisions down the country. Now, they worked all day yesterday gathering evidence. The speed gun, for example, that Kevin Flatley was using was put in an evidence bag and tagged along with other evidential material. The scene was re-examined, was examined throughout the day, and the road was reopened late last night. However, looking at the scene today, it's clear that the motorbike was travelling at some speed because after the fatal collision, the bike continued to travel at speed without the rider. It went across the median dividing the dual carriageway, kept travelling north on its own to the other side of the road before it crashed and came to a stop at a bus stop on the other side of the road. And the Gardaí saying today it's extremely fortunate that there wasn't more people hurt or injured, a motorist or a pedestrian, or more damage done. The bike itself is over 10 years old, 11 years old we believe. We think it's a 141D registered Yamaha or 1000cc motorcycle. It seems, however, to have been in good repair, well maintained. The exhaust and tyres, the tyres seem to be quite good on it. Part of the evidence gathering process, Gardaí gathered CCTV from around the area, particularly from the petrol station. That seems to be the place where the fatal collision took place and where Kevin Flatley was killed instantly. There's also footage from the dash cam available on the Gardaí Jeep. Other evidential material has been gathered. I understand that the scene that has been captured on CCTV is horrific. It was very clearly captured.
At the same time, Paul, as that investigation continues, books of condolence have opened in the area.
Yeah, the mourning and the grieving now begins and continues throughout the week. It's quite ironic that on the week that Kevin Flatley will be laid to rest, next Saturday is the Garda Síochána's Memorial Day, where they remember all the members of An Garda Síochána 90 that have lost their lives in the line of duty. The books of condolences have been opened already at Fingal Council offices in Swords and Blanchardstown, in the library and the Garda station in Balbriggan, at Kevin's workplace, the Roads Policing Unit in Dublin Castle, and here at Kevin's local GAA club, O'Dwyer's in Balbriggan, where he's so fondly remembered, respected and cherished. His car, the car that he drove to work yesterday morning, remained parked in Dublin Castle this morning, where it was left when he arrived to work yesterday morning. His colleagues passed by it as they went in to the offices this morning, and it can be seen from looking out the window where he left it before he went to that tragedy. Another poignant note, Rachel, in this tragedy, Kevin Flatley was working an overtime shift yesterday. It wasn't his regular shift, and his colleagues say he rarely did overtime at the weekends or on Sundays because of his commitment to the GAA, coaching the under 10 girls, bringing his daughters to the matches. He wasn't rostered to work yesterday. He came in on overtime, and in many ways that accentuates the tragic circumstances that happened yesterday. The guard, the commissioner, his senior officers, senior management, his colleagues, serving and retired, will all attend a prayer service at the Roads Policing Department in Dublin Castle this evening. That will be presided over by the Catholic and the Church of Ireland Garda chaplains.
Paul, thank you.